Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see, connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And my name is Carolyn.
And we're glad that you could join us for an interesting lesson today about how English is taking some words from a sport. Okay, the title is Swing Into Golf Idioms. Okay, we're going to be learning about some English idioms today that come from the sport golf. Well, I do wonder if you have ever played golf. Carolyn, have you ever played golf?
Well, I've played putt-putt golf, and I've walked around on a golf course. There are a lot of beautiful golf courses in West Virginia, and I've been on a few of them, but I have not actually played the game of golf.
You know, neither have I. I like golf courses, too. I like riding around in the carts on golf courses. I, too, have played what Carolyn just called putt-putt golf. It's not a real golf game. It's actually quite fun. It's similar. You can look it up sometime. But today we're going to be learning about some idioms that come from the sport of golf. So let's get right into our lesson.
Swing into golf idioms. Golf has introduced some interesting phrases into English. Today, top golfers will compete in the sport's oldest major tournament, the British Open. Also called the Open, this year's tournament will take place over the next 4 days. Golf fan or not, you can still thank the sport for adding some colorful phrases to the English language. Par for the course. Golf courses set the number of strokes required to put the ball in each hole and to finish the entire course. To make par for the course, a player must finish the course within the set number of strokes.
Hello, friends. This is your word, Lady Ellen. What do Yanyi Tseng and Tiger Woods have in common? They play golf. In today's article, we'll take a look at some interesting and fun words that the sport of golf has added to the English language. Let's take a look at our key words for the day before we begin. Tournament. Tournament is a noun. Brad is good at chess, so he's entering the school's chess tournament. Stroke. Stroke is a noun. On the second hole, Lindsay made the shot in only 3 strokes. Refer. Refer is a verb. Matt's nickname, Mr. Clean, refers to his habit of picking up trash wherever he goes. Assume. Assume is a verb. Jeremy left the restaurant and went home because he assumed that Kathy wasn't coming. Your more information word is British Open. British Open is a noun. Now let's begin.
Well, how are you doing? Are you par for the course? Well, let's go back to the beginning of our article. Golf has introduced some interesting phrases into English, and it certainly has. We're going to be learning all about them. Today, top golfers will compete in the sport's oldest major tournament, the British Open.
Well, let's take a look at that good word there. It is from our word bank, tournament. If you enjoy sports and you enjoy competing against others, then maybe you have participated in a tournament of some kind. Usually it's held at one place, but it could be held at a place over many days. And what kind of sports do you like to play? I remember when I was in high school, on the basketball team, we had basketball tournaments. Many schools would show up at our school and play basketball against each other.
That's right. So a tournament is a big game between many different teams to see who is the best in the region. And here, this one is talking about the British Open, and it is golf's oldest major tournament. They want to determine who is the best golfer.
That's right. Well, you know, there are other kinds of tournaments, too. If you enjoy playing card games or chess, and there's a competition, that's also called a tournament to determine who is the best. Well, let's continue learning about this. Also called the Open, this year's tournament will take place over the next couple of days. Actually, the next 4 days. So, the British Open is also called the Open.
That's right, and it is a very big tournament if it takes 4 days. Golf fan or not, you can still thank the sport for adding some colorful phrases to the English language. So, whether or not you are a fan of golf, doesn't matter. You can still thank this sport for some very interesting phrases that we use in English.
Well, I think we need to look at a word from that sentence. The word is colorful. Usually I use this word when I'm thinking about a painting or a drawing, something that I can see with my eyes. Oh, your clothes are very colorful. But how can you use this word in other ways, Carolyn?
Well, here we're talking about colorful phrases in a language. You might also talk about emotions being colorful. Maybe someone has a lot of different emotions. They have colorful emotions.
It's true. Maybe someone has a colorful personality. They're very interesting to spend time with because of their colorful personality. Or maybe someone is sharing a story. It's not boring at all. It's quite a colorful or interesting story. So what's the first idiom we're going to talk about here?
Par for the course. Golf courses set the number of strokes required to put the ball in each hole and to finish the entire course. Now, in that sentence, we see a word from our word bank, the word stroke. Now, what is a stroke, Gabe?
Well, a stroke is when you use your hand or arm in a sport. Many sports you might have some strokes, and then you hit something like a ball. So in golf, then you have a number of strokes. That means you swing your golf club. That is considered a stroke.
That's right. And so if you swing your golf club once, that is one stroke. And each golf course will set their own number of strokes for that course, and that is called par.
That's right. And let's continue learning about par. To make par for the course, a player must finish the course within the set number of strokes. So they tell you how many strokes you're allowed, and if you can do it in under the number that they give you, then you make par for the course, which is a good thing. You want to have less amount of strokes, not more amount of strokes.
That's right. Well, right now it is time for us to go join Michelle in the language lab.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Michelle。这篇文章的第一个重点是 tournament 这个名词。Tournament 是指比赛或锦标赛，例如 the boxing tournament attracted a large audience， 这场拳击赛吸引了大量的观众。或者是 the team was defeated in the first round of the tournament， 这支队伍在锦标赛的第一轮就被打败了。继续我们看的是 stroke 这个名词 stroke 在这里是指高尔夫球的挥杆例如 the player's lucky stroke put him back in the lead 这次幸运的挥杆让这位选手回到排名第一或者是 Victor was several strokes over par on the 8th hole Victor 在第八洞用了超过标准杆好几杆的杆数才完成 stroke 也指中风例如 George had a stroke last year so he's undergoing physical therapy nowGeorge 去年中风了，他现在正在做复健。
We're swinging into golf idioms today, and of course we learned that the British Open is this week. This will take place over the next couple of days. I don't know if you have a chance to watch it or not,But it should be a pretty exciting tournament. Okay, now I don't know if you're a golf fan or not, but you can still thank this sport for giving us some English idioms. One we are looking at right now is par for the course. We've learned what this means, and if you make par for the course, that means you finish the course within the set number of strokes. All right, now we're going to learn what it means in the English language. Here we go.
Swing into golf idioms. Likewise in daily life, par for the course refers to things or people meeting expectations. For example, one could say, Jane usually gets good grades. Her high score today is par for the course. Above and below, under par. Let's assume par for an 18-hole course is 72. Using only 70 strokes would be 2 strokes under par, while finishing in 74 would be 2 strokes over par. Finishing under par is good. Above par is bad in golf. In daily life, however, something that's below par has failed to meet expectations. So avoid restaurants with service that's below par and pick ones with above par food.
We are learning a lot about the word par and how it is used in idioms in English. So let's go back to the beginning of this section, par for the course in English. Likewise, in daily life, par for the course refers to things or people meeting expectations. Now, in this sentence here, we see the word refer, and that is from our word bank. What does it mean to refer to something, Gabe?
Well, that means you are talking about something. So maybe it's not right in front of you, but you're talking about something else in life. You're referring to it. For instance, maybe you want to refer to something that was written in a book, something that was written in a famous book. You're referring to this when you're sharing a story. So it's not your own story. You're referring to something else.
That's right. So you're talking about something that is related in some way and making a connection between the two things. So here, par for the course refers to people or things that meet expectations. So they do what you think they are going to do. For example, one could say, Jane usually gets good grades. So what does that mean, Gabe? If Jane usually gets good grades, how can you use this phrase?
Well, if Jane usually gets good grades, then that means she is doing really well, okay? Her high score today is par for the course. That means it's expected of her. She always gets good grades. So of course, her high score, her 100%, is par for the course. Well, I want to take a look at a word earlier that we used. It is the word likewise. Okay? So likewise in daily life, par for the course refers to this. Likewise means in the same way. In the same way that you use it in golf, it's used in daily life.
That's right. And I think that in the example sentence we just used, Jane usually gets good grades. Mm-hmm. Her high score today is par for the course. There's a little something that Stephen Ken would like to tell us about in the information cloud.
As I talk with students, I sometimes make a mental note of words they mispronounce. If I hear them often enough, I'll write them down. Let's look at a few. The first is the adverb usually, which I sometimes hear pronounced as usually.
It's a tough word to say correctly, even for some native English speakers. Usually actually has two pronunciations.
Right. You could say it with 3 syllables, usually, or 4 syllables, usually. But the important thing is to enunciate that ZH sound.
Right. Okay, while we're on the topic, let's mention another frequently mispronounced word, ask. Too often I hear people say axe.
Now, we know it takes extra effort with the tongue to generate that K sound right after the S.
We also know there are more and more people who are defending the axe pronunciation, saying it's acceptable.
But as English teachers, we must insist on its standard pronunciation, ask. Okay, finally, the word practice. I sometimes hear it said practice.
You know, my guess is people mix up the two C's.
You're probably right, Ken. The first C has a hard K sound, while the second a S sound. Practice.
我们今天来练习几个字的发音，一个是 usually。课文中讲到 Jane usually gets good grades。这个字呢可以读 usually, 三个音节，也可以读 usually, 四个音节。要注意的是第二个音节是 z 的音 usually。还有一个字很简单 ,ask。我们只要照它的拼法读 ,ask, ask 就对了。k 的音在字尾，千万不要把它读成 x。最后呢是 practice， 要注意这个字里头有两个 c， 前面的 c 要读 k 的音，后面的 c 要读 s 的音。practice， 多 practice 这几个字就可以读得正确了。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
All right, I hope you do go to a restaurant that is above par next time you go out. Let's take a look more closely at this idiom, above and below or under par. Let's assume par for an 18-hole course is 72. Before we continue this example, let's take a look at that word from our word bank, to assume something. Usually I use this word when I think aboutassuming something that I don't know for sure. Like, I assume that our friend is coming soon. I'm not sure, but I assume he's on his way. Here it's used a little bit differently. It kind of means to pretend. Let's pretend, or let's say, for example, that the par is 72. How could you use this word assume, Carolyn?
Well, here it is being used kind of like example. You can pretend that it is true, not that you actually think it is true, but let's just say, let's assume. So let's assume that we're going to the movies this weekend. Mm-hmm. If that were true, what movie would you want to see?
Ooh, good. I like that question. There are many movies I would like to see.And I like the phrase that Carolyn used just now. She also said, let's say. You could say that here. Let's assume or let's say when you're sharing an example about something. Okay, so let's assume the par for an 18-hole course is 72. Using only 70 strokes would be 2 strokes under par, while finishing in 74 would be 2 strokes over par. Seems simple enough.
That does seem simple enough, and we find out which one is good and which one is not. Mm-hmm. Finishing under par is good. Above par is bad in golf.
So That's right.
Only in golf, you want to have a lower number of strokes. You want to be below or under par, not above par.
That's right. You see that dash there. That means it's emphasizing it's only this way in golf.You see, in daily life, however, something that's below par has failed to meet expectations. In golf, if it's below par, it's good. In real life, if it's below par, it's bad.
That's right. So avoid restaurants with service that's below par and pick ones with above par food. So if you ask someone how the restaurant was, oh, what did you think of their food?Well, actually, it was a bit below par. Mm-hmm. Gabe, would you want to eat at that restaurant?
No, I would not want to eat at that restaurant. The food was below par. This makes me think of another word that is very similar. Some people also say it was subpar, because sub means below, S-U-B-P-A-R. The food was just so-so, it was subpar.
That's right. So we want to make sure that we go to places with above par food or above par service. Gabe, what did you think of the movie you watched last week? Was it above or below par?
Now, see, Carolyn, that was a great movie. That movie was amazing. Of course, it was above par. It met my expectations. I would recommend it to anybody. It was above par.
Well, that is great. So if something is above par, then it is better than what you expected. If it is below par, then it does not quite meet what you thought it would be.
That's right. Well, friends, if you are curious about the usage of this word par and what this means, there is more information in a sidebar on page 36 of your magazines. So you can go there for more information. Right now, it's time for us to enjoy a review skit, and then we'll visit Michelle in the language lab.
Hey! Isn't golf great?
Well, yes! Are you a fan?
No, not really. But golf has added some colorful phrases to the English language.
Such as?
Par for the course. Do you know what that means?
Well, yes, of course. Every golfer knows that. Par for the course is the number of strokes it should take to play a game of golf. It's the expected number of strokes.
That's right. And that phrase means the same in English. If someone does what's expected, it's par for the course.
Ah, but wait. Even if you're not talking about golf?
Right. For example, students have lots of homework. It's par for the course. Students are expected to have a lot of homework.
Yeah, I get it. Hey, tell me another English phrase that comes from golf.
Okay. Under par and over par.
In golf, under par means your score is lower. That's good.
Yes, a lower score in golf is good.
Over par means you took more strokes, and that's bad.
Right. But in English, it's the opposite.
The opposite?
Yeah. Under par means you didn't do something as well as expected.
Huh?
And over par means you did better than expected.
What? Why is the meaning opposite in English?
Because English is confusing. It's par for the course.
OK, 接下来我们看的是 refer 这个动词。refer 在这里是指提及、涉及或描述。就因为它是一个不及物动词，所以后面要加介系词 to， 再加受词。例如 the term neat refers to young people who are not in employment,education or training. 尼特族这个名称是指没有工作、没有在读书、也没有在受训练的年轻人。或者是 the speaker referred to his childhood memories in his speech. 这位讲员在演讲中提到他的儿时记忆。最后我们看的是 assume 这个动词。assume 是指假设、假定或以为。例如 if the package is of good quality, people tend to assume the content is of good quality too. 如果包装精美，人们会倾向认为内容物也是好的品质。或者是 I'm assuming everyone here is ready for this intensive training. 我假设每一个在场的人都已经预备好要接受这个密集的训练了。And now I'll give the time back to our teachers. Today we've been talking about a couple different idioms in the English language that come from the sport of golf. We talked about something being par for the course, as well as above or below or under par. But those aren't the only idioms in English that use the word par, are they, Gabe?
No, it's true. Another one that I can think of is the phrase up to par.That means if it is meeting someone's expectations just about right. It's not above par, it's not below par, it is up to par. That means it's okay. It can be used, it meets our expectations.
So it is right at where you expect it to be. Mm-hmm. You might also say on par is something on par with something else. That just means, is it the same, mm-hmm. or does it also meet your expectations?
That's right. Maybe they can compete each other if they're on par. I'm on par with you. That means we can compete with each other and maybe have a good match. Well, it's time for us to say goodbye, but we will see you next time right here at Studio Classroom.